You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back! Hour number two, Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM. WISS, of course, the Civic Media app. 40 degrees in Oshkosh, 37 in Hampton, 39 in Green Bay. Cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 57 today, which is nice. Joining us right now, Mark Houston from Bell In Sports Medicine, and he brought in some stuff. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
When you said that, Johnny, Houston's bringing in some stuff, I'm thinking donuts, bagels, because you usually do that.
Gummies.
Well, this is more important. We've talked about this before, but this is going to be great today.
Yep. So it's.
And by the way, I have no part in what you did to Schwabba's gift out there. I did
what
not.
What did you do to Schwabba's gift?
Licked one of the cupcakes.
That is just so not true. There's It's Pete Schwabba's birthday. And so somebody, one of the listeners, dropped off some cupcakes, and Johnny took a bite out of it. Now he's blaming me.
No, he did. He was the first one to say, excited. Hey, you know what we should do? Hey, let's get Schwabba.
Did you really, John? Did you really?
No, but he wanted to. He legitimately, you cannot lie.
No, I'm on my diet.
You cannot lie. You wanted to mess with his donuts.
I mean, his
cupcakes.
I suggested it.
Yeah.
I suggested it. Okay.
And anyway. I was the voice of reason.
Wow, let's, that never happens.
Yeah, right.
Pete, beware later
on. let's just talk about how this all leads to a heart attack. Mark?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. No, I mean,
that is a very good lead-in.
John asked about an AED, which is an automated external defibrillator. So it's a, these devices used to be real big. I think when you used to see like shows, they are big if you're in the hospital, but most of them are
paddles
pretty,
and everything.
Yeah, and nowadays you've got a pretty handheld device. So I do have a live version, but.
Which I've seen in a lot of gymnasiums around the area, the big yellow thing hanging on the wall.
In businesses, we got a couple of those in City Hall,
So. If you can see, you know, this is a true life.
You know what that looks like? Todd, remember back in the day, everybody for Christmas wanted to get the player, the port carry-along stereo type of, I don't know if it was CD. I don't even think it was
boombox.
CD. Yeah, but it was like more of the, not 8-tracks. What was it? Cassettes. It'd be like the cassette type thing.
I can see that.
And everybody carry those around. You'd go to the beach someplace, whatever. You'd go to the show, everybody would have one of those.
No, that's cool. Yeah.
If you laid it on its side, it kind of looks like a George Foreman grill.
Yeah,
it does.
And there's all
rest
kinds
of. Rest his soul, by the way.
Just passed away. These come in different sizes, colors, whatever. You know, you could care less about color. But the pads are already attached to it. So the biggest thing to remember ever with one of these devices, turn it on. So once
and you're not joking about that, are you? Where people are like in their
We talk about it. We get it. You don't. A lot of the common folk will go around and they bring it back and they just set it there. It's not going to do anything if you just set it there. You got to turn it on. But so what we have is I've got a device here, which is an AED trainer. This is not going to shock anyone I'm going to have to plug in the pads. But this is a trainer that you'll hear the voice prompts. So once you turn it on, we're going to do it. And what I want to tell you guys is I'm not going to hook the pads in right away because it's going to tell you, I think the first time is plug pads in. I'm not going to hook them. I'm not going to put them in because it'll finally say, you got to plug the pads in.
Okay. Mm.
So what it is it, you know, again, you turn it on, you still have to follow the prompts and stuff like that. So, you know, a person could be down, you turn it on.
Apply pads to patient's bare chest. Plug in pads connector next to flashing light.
So I haven't plugged in the pads yet. So let's say you're doing CPR and you're not paying attention.
Pads.
There you go.
Plug in
it's telling
connector.
You. Okay, so I'm plugging the pads now.
Analyzing heart rhythm.
So now it's telling you it's going to analyze the person's.
Do not touch the patient.
And they're saying don't touch because you don't want. Yeah. I don't want my heart rhythm picked up. It wants
shock
to analyze.
Advised.
So now it's saying shock.
Charging.
So now they have to, this unit's got to charge.
Stay clear of patient.
This is a trainer. I just want to remind everyone. This is a trainer.
Deliver
a real life.
Now.
So now the orange light button is beeping. So I would look around at everyone and say, everyone stay clear. Stay clear. Do not touch the patient.
Deliver shock delivered.
That person would get shocked.
Begin CPR.
And now it's telling me to do CPR.
What if you don't know how to do CPR?
You should.
So I'll turn this off. Yeah,
that's great. What if you don't?
That beeping. There's somebody. So that beeping, is that how the compression should go? Is it beeping to say one?
To the rhythm?
Yeah.
Some do. So it's a lot of great questions there. Some of it's talking to the beat, you know, staying alive is a big one. There's a lot of different things. I think, and so it goes back to the first question. What happens if you don't know CPR? And I'll tell you, you know, we always knew it as ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation. Nowadays, it's really circulation, airway, breathing. The biggest thing anyone can do, because a lot of people fear, hey, I don't know if that person, was this a drug induced?
Yeah.
I don't want to touch their mouth. I don't want to get engaged. So what a lot of people do now, just do compressions.
Right.
So you don't have to touch mouth to mouth. You just do compressions. And as you do compressions, it's one of those things where, hey, okay, I'm at least circulating their blood. Now, if I would have left this on and I didn't want to bother all the viewers and just let it keep going, it'll circulate and they'll come back and it'll say analyzing heart rhythm. And for some people, guess what? My wife knows this because she was shocked. She was shocked 4 times in her incident. So it's one of those things where. Mm-hmm.
Did you do it?
Did you
hook up the thing for her?
No, I was not around. It was at the YMCA. This was whatever.
Because that'd be freaky doing it to a person in your family.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
But it is. And I've heard some people say, you know, the fear is, hey, what happened if I break someone's ribs? Who cares?
Right.
Right now, they're not in a good state.
And
so
then there's protection for that now at that Good Samaritan. Too.
Correct.
So you're not going to
get
worried.
It comes down to,
right.
I would tell everyone, if you have an AED, turn it on. And it'll walk you through the steps. Even if you don't know what you're doing, something is better than nothing. The other side is, if you can just remember, do chest compressions of their heart, that's the best.
Yeah. So you do, okay. See, I didn't realize this. I thought once you hooked that thing up, it does all the work. I didn't realize you still have to do, okay.
Yeah, so you still got to do chest compressions. If you know, because that's the whole thing. You know, we used to do 2 breaths, and then you're going to do some chest compressions. Even if you don't know, if you don't want to do the breaths, some people, they have little masks. In fact, one's in my car and stuff they have little masks that they carry on a keychain. They probably sit about the size of a $0.50, but as you open it up, it could go over a mask. But some people, I don't carry one in my car, but I don't have one.
Let me ask you this. So you're doing this stuff and you know, how much time do you have? Do you know what I'm saying as far as?
So I think it's a good question, John. And here's what everyone worries about is like how long. So every minute that goes by,
right,
the chance of survival is not good. So think about it. If someone falls right here and you have to call 911 to get here, a fire department, police, 2 minutes.
Yeah, do it till they get there.
So no it's matter one of those things. Point, yeah. It's one of those. Just and then once
totally.
They come,
right,
they may now step in. They may, or other people may step in and say, because trust me, you do chest compressions. When we do
sweating?
Testing for 10 minutes, you're going to be sweating.
Hmm?
It's not easy. I'm not going to.
And you can switch off.
Correct.
Somebody else is there. There are a couple things with that, though. One is that when this happens, people got to shut up because they're screaming, you know, because you got to hear this thing. And the other thing, like Johnny said, if I don't know CPR, somebody there does.
Yeah.
You just got to ask, yell it out. And then you call 911, you get come over here and help.
Yep.
But that is a lifesaver. It's amazing. And it's not that expensive. I mean, they're in city. They're all over the place. I know they're in the schools and city hall. I don't know if we have one here, but they're lifesavers.
Got a couple of texts here. Once you use an AED, can the machine be reused or is it spent?
Yep. Nope. Great question. So it can be reused. Here are some great things with it. I'm a big proponent on this because my wife, I think it really helped our guidance on it. The device, once it's turned on and runs through an event, it saves it in that unit. If you have the right, some people have software. A lot of fire departments have software where they can download that. It helped my wife out. We have 20 pages of my wife's cardiac incident where it shows where she was shocked, where her heart rhythm was really good, and then when it went out. But Can it be reused? Yes. A lot of times what people will say is once an AED is used to be shocked, because, again, my wife, she was shocked 4 times. There's a battery in there. The battery is some of them probably look like about a size of a dollar, a little bit bigger than a dollar. Some people say you need to get new pads.
After you use them,
and you need to get a new battery. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you're refreshing where they got the power from. The pads, good question.
Do they charge at all? You know what I mean? When you're not using them, do you keep them plugged in or anything? Oh. No? Okay.
You just change out your batteries.
Okay.
The other thing is,
so they won't go dead just sitting is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? If you got one hanging on the wall in an office.
It could for so long. So that's why the other thing, right there where my finger is, okay, it'll blink green probably.
If it's
activated or it's usable.
Got it. Okay.
If it's red, that's a problem. Wow. Or some will have...
So it's blinking green now. Okay. Yep.
Or some will have a green check mark showing on a screen. Everyone's got
different. But okay, so if that happens, like if you're at a school or a business or something and you see that it's going red, you can't like plug it in like normal, like a lithium power tool.
Nope.
It's like smoke detectors. People check those things. They that's part of the security of the building is to check those to make sure that they're green. And those batteries last a long time too.
Yeah, most will last 5, 8, 10 years. All depends. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking years and stuff.
Right.
Got it. I would say the big thing,
but still,
in living in Wisconsin, it's like you can't take something like this, leave it outside through the winter and hope that it's going to work and stuff. It's putting it, you know, where it's...
Do people buy, like, I don't mean to get personal, you don't have to answer it, but do you have one at home or do you carry one in your car?
This one's in my... It's because of my job.
Right.
But people can buy them from your home. You know, what's the cost? You're probably going to spend about $1,200 to $1,500. I will tell you, there are places that we work with some companies that refurbish these, and you can get them for $800 to $1,000. They're very economical to buy. Okay. It's not a problem. So even for schools, but businesses,
think about that. I mean, I don't know. But City Hall probably has 100 people working there. We have 100 people working where I work. I mean, that's pretty good. Deal, right?
A pretty good investment.
$1,000 to protect 100 people. I mean, you don't have to have one for everybody, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
What does an ambulance cost these days?
Yeah, right.
Well,
you jump in the back of an ambulance,
right?
Well, you're very close to the price of that thing.
Yeah, 15 years ago, I think my wife's ambulance ride to go 2 miles was like $2,000. Yep. And then we got transferred 8 hours later, and it was like half that. So,
really?
It just what?
So, this would be the thing, the beat, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, all there right. You go.
Wow, interesting. Stick around, Mark. This is good stuff. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine. Back up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, let's do it. Time for our Text to Win statewide contest with Civic Media. And with all the details, it's Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, it's our break into spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from the greatest place you'll ever go if you're looking for a great night's sleep. And that is the Verlo Mattress Factory Store. It includes a mattress, sheets, and pillows, which are embroidered with the words Carnival Cruise on them.
He thinks, I told him, you know, those pillows were so fluffy I couldn't get my suitcase closed, and he's just has been telling everybody that. Anyway, speaking of Queen, this hour's keyword is Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, Queen. So just download the Civic Media app, In the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send in the keyword Queen for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Thanks, Jim. Your hour is going to wrap up at 8 o'clock, so you got to get your text in before 8 o'clock. This hour, you're playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista. Download that Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBW. Text the word Queen right now. Again, till 8 o'clock, you got a chance to do it. We need your help because we need more texters than all the other radio
shows. Please, please. We don't mean to beg, but I'm going to be like Sally Struthers right now. Do it for the children. Do it for the children.
He can call us whatever you want. We'll be called children. But yeah. So we compete with other morning talk shows, okay, and we want to win.
Within
Civic Media Network, which is quite a few.
22 stations.
And we did not win last time. And Johnny and I
we're kind of sore losers. Let's back it up. I'm going to say one thing. If it was the NFL, we would have the number one draft pick. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
You know why, people? Because of you.
Yeah.
Because of you. We try to give you cool stuff. Chula Vista, $100, pillows from great... Was it Carnival Cruise? Who's it from?
No.
Whoever. We do it for you. But I just want to say, so Cowboy Dave stopped by. We were talking yesterday about the old Century Lanes. Okay? And... somebody said, well, there's all the Packers autographs. So he actually just stood at the door yesterday, the window, and took a picture. It is awesome.
Really?
I mean, it's Bart Starr, Jim Grabowski, all these big names in Packer history. But he said it's, I said, well, that'll be a cool thing to save. And he said, yeah, there's a frame around and everything like that. But it's actually on the structural wall. So how do you preserve that? I mean, that's living history. See all those guys when they're there in between practices signing that wall.
So it's plaster?
A plaster wall.
Wood, you could take that. Cool in your building what you did. Yeah. You etched in all those names on the side of the stairway.
I mean, if it's drywall, you could take that out, right?
I guess, but I got a feeling it's just the whole plaster or cement type thing or something.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Plaster's be tough.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody could cut that out and...
But I would, you know what? I'm going to throw this. Who owns it now? The Mulvis?
Yeah, did they say the Mulvis bought it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Make a call. Mr. Mulva.
I'm sure he'll just pick that
right up.
Tell him
it's Mino. Tell him it's Mino wants to talk to him. They'll pick up the phone.
As soon as I say it's Mino, this is what we'll hear on the other end.
Right.
He'll be not coming through. So.
See, there you'll be just total silence. Yeah. Oh my God.
It will be total silence.
Oh my God. John Mino's on the phone.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be like. And I'm going to offer my services. At a very good rate, I will take down that wall and preserve it.
Okay, and take it down.
Mr. Mino, take down that wall.
There you go.
Down that wall.
That will never happen, but you know who we know is the head of facilities over at the Mulva Center.
Oh, yeah, he was at your Christmas party.
He used to be the head of facilities at NWTC. That's where I met him. And now he's over at the Mulvas. So there's our contact.
There's our
because the Mulvas are. I don't think they're in town. I think they're down in that place. In
all right, but I'd be willing to. Dave, would you help me? Dave helped me build a house out in. You know, Dave says no. Dave helped us build a house.
Yeah, we all said no, John.
I'm doing it. Any volunteers out there that'll help me? Let me know.
Okay.
Hi, Mark. Let's talk about something more important. Of course, saving people. Can I ask you a personal question again? When your wife had her issue, were you the one? Did you do all? Okay.
Wasn't even around.
Oh.
I'll tell you where I was. I was in bed. she was working out, and that was a concern that
at a facility.
Yeah, she was at a YMCA, and she was swimming, and
I've never heard of that from swimming.
She was swimming and not feeling real well, and got to the edge, and they had to pull her out, and they had to shock her on the side of the pool deck. So what ended up happening was, she didn't have an emergency contact because when she started the Y, I wasn't even dating her. So there was no updated information. So a good idea when you go to the Y or any of those things, put down that emergency contact information.
Yeah.
But ended up what happened was, I had a police officer that showed up at our door and, you know, I'm thinking, geez,
that's never good.
You know, and I'm looking, I ran to the door and he's like, your wife passed out. She's going to this hospital. So I quickly threw on some shorts and a t-shirt and jumped in my truck to drive to see her at the hospital in Appleton. And I remember, this is so vivid to this day, I remember passing the police officer that just was at my doorway in downtown Appleton And then I went over to the hospital and met her there, and she looked normal. Yeah. You know, she kept on asking questions 100 times, and I honestly thought, did she swim in, like, her, did she get a concussion?
Right.
Because as an athletic trainer, I was getting questions, the same questions every couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And then some things were very normal. So that was the only thing, but long story short, she was, that happened at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. And by 3 or 4 or 5, we were transported up to Bellin. And the next day she now has a defibrillator that's inside of her.
I just want to ask, did she have any, issues before that?
No, really no issues.
Very, see, isn't that, that's the scary
healthy
part about
triathlete,
this.
Healthy triathlete, marathoner.
Wow.
She was a very, very, she's a very fit individual. I will tell you though, that's the whole big thing about it. It's not about someone who's, and I know people get fearful when you say this and kind of get upset. It's not about someone who's obese or doesn't look like they're fit. Right. This can happen to anyone.
Yeah. I do want to say though, that there's an underlying message there is to work out, swim with a partner.
Yeah.
Cause you never, ever know. And so you go run out and by yourself or, you know, and they don't have lifeguards at that time in the morning. So
they did.
I mean,
well, we were very blessed. They did have in Appleton. They had a lifeguard and they actually had, she actually had a physical therapist who was injured himself and was training. The two of them saved my wife's life.
You know, I will say this. If a cop showed up at my house and told my wife, your husband passed out, she'd be like, yeah, asshole. Okay, but then let me finish.
You got to go down to Lenny's.
Exactly.
We'll
get him at Lenny's. Hey, did you see Lenny's, by the way, on Fox Sports a few weeks ago when they were in town? That was pretty cool. Quick break. Back at first.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In the wake of mass layoffs in the federal government, the governor has announced an effort to recruit some of those displaced workers. Governor Tony Evers announced a series of job fairs as the state's Department of Workforce Development attempts to recruit recently fired federal workers. 8 virtual events are being held in April to find workers in key fields such as healthcare, engineering, and law enforcement. Evers says he wants to give displaced federal workers a fresh opportunity.
The federal employees in Wisconsin that are getting bumped out of their jobs, they're doing good work. People wonder why they're being laid off to begin with or fired. And so we know they're good workers, and we have always have vacancies in state government. We want to make sure that they have a good landing place.
Registration for the virtual events is free. Evers says he hopes the recruitment effort brings talented workers to the state government and communities in Wisconsin. Find out more information on the DWD website. In a posting on his social media site X this week, billionaire and friend of the Donald Trump administration, Elon Musk, announced that a voter named Scott, with the last initial of A from Green Bay, is the first $1 million winner for signing a petition to oppose activist judges. Musk has been accused of trying to buy the election for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice for conservative judge Brad Schimmel, who is running against liberal-backed judge Susan Crawford in a race that is supposed to be nonpartisan. Jay Heck of Common Cause in Wisconsin calls the payments a last-minute attempt to influence the election. Voters will cast their ballots Tuesday. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a good-looking Friday for now. Although it's getting, like, weirdly dark out there, isn't it? Like, the sky's turning a battleship gray. Hey, it's our break into spring text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista Getaway, Milwaukee Brewers Club-level tickets, or $100 cash, plus every entry, puts you into the grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
All right, and this hour's keyword is queen. Q-U-E-E-N, Queen. Simple to do. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword.
Yeah, as
you
in,
did
as,
it
in
right.
this, as in this.
Queen.
Yeah,
right.
as in Vike Queens.
Wow.
Get it?
Yeah, that's great, John.
Yeah.
For your chance to win. So, Queen.
Yeah.
Yep. Do that before 8 o'clock Queen. For your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista and the grand prize from Burlo Mattress. Now, Jim and John. Yes, you did it right the first time.
Okay, that's what
yes,
I thought. I thought you had a hit play. That's what I was worried about, but that's why I hesitated.
Yeah, you were fine. I made a mistake on the copy.
No, that's mm-hmm.
Jim caught it, and he's.
No, I won't let him forget. Forget it.
No, anyway, you'll bring that up forever.
Wait a minute,
Queen.
I'll have your copy on Monday ready for you, Jim. You just wait.
Anyway, text it, and we need the texts
yes.
for us to
yep. yes.
keep our status in the organization,
and also Votes. Keep that texting finger ready.
Yep.
Because we got to talk about something else.
Oh,
introduce
yeah.
a very special
this
guest
cool.
right here, Todd.
Well, Brian Retzer is along with us this morning from Ledge Rock Distillery, and he is one of the folks who are part of the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Bryce is all the way into our Oshkosh office this morning from south of Fond du Lac.
Ooh.
Hi, Bryce.
Bryce, how are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent. How are you?
Not too bad.
Tell us a little bit about Ledge Rock Distillery.
So Ledge Rock Distillery got started back in 2017, and our really big thing is we're right off the farm. So all the grains that we're utilizing through the distillery, me or my dad grow. And the farm is truly what's driving the distillery. So right now we're distilling a vodka, two gins, two bourbons, and two whiskeys with really a heavy emphasis on the bourbon and whiskey. So that's what we're producing about 6 days a week right now.
I think that is so cool. You and your dad, or we went to a little brewery here. Boy, when we first started the show.
Yeah.
In Green Bay. It
oh,
was
yeah.
grandpa and father and son and sisters.
Just a family business.
Yeah.
Very successful. Love working together. Hey, so this, you check a couple boxes here. I think it's really cool that you're working with your dad because I love family businesses. But this stuff is all grown right there. You're not shopping.
100%. So that's really, when my dad, it was my dad's brainchild to get this all started. And that was his big thing. We had to grain. We had to water up on top of the ledge. It's heavily limestone filtered water, so it's perfect for distilling for bourbon. And he's like, we got the room to do this. We have everything we need. So why don't you, once you graduate high school, kind of take a run with this? And it was my opportunity to continue farming because I really wasn't going to be able to. So it's
that's
just how we
awesome.
Expanded
no,
our
that's
farming
cool. So what is the grain that you use the same grain in all three of those?
No. So our vodka and our gin are 100% corn-based. And then our bourbons are corn, wheat, and barley. And we're starting to experiment with rye. And we're also starting to do a little bit with oats as well.
So, I mean,
that's cool.
There's a lot of science or whatever you want to call it in this. How do you develop, obviously the passion's there, but the expertise to do something like this? And we're not just talking about, you know, what you make for yourself and the family at Christmas, whatever. I mean that you sell to, you know, very, you know, people are like, they're big into their bourbons and things, and they
oh, yeah.
know what they like and what they don't like. It can be so very like, finicky audience is what yeah, I'm
so
saying.
What is your 100%. Market testing? Like?
Yeah.
So really, the really unique thing about the distilling community is how open the community is to each other. I mean, there's so many variables throughout the process, whether it's the grains, the waters, the enzymes, the yeast, all that good stuff, that from my distillery to the next, we can't duplicate each other very much at all, just because of all those variables are different throughout each distillery. So I learned a lot from other distillers throughout, you know, the state of Wisconsin and a couple down in Illinois. And I really focused on the other ones that were truly like farm based or more on the bourbon whiskey sides that were distilling from their own grains. And so once I learned kind of their process, really it was a lot of trial and error at home. So that's how I learned the best. If I read it, hear it, I don't retain it real well. But when I screw up and I have to bucket corn for 14 hours out of the mash tun.
Wow, that's way
that
to learn.
Really,
Todd?
And like it,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, I tell people we're on year 7, but it truly feels like we're on year 2. Because those first 4 or 5 years, I was just sitting there waiting on our bourbons and whiskeys to age out to show me how my tweaks and the recipes have performed.
And how long would you have to sit and wait for those to mature?
Ideally, my goal is to have all our bourbons 5 years plus. Right now, we're running right around that 4-year timeline. We had some 5-year, but sold out of it. So that's really, we're about a year away from really having a diverse portfolio of barrels coming back that we're looking forward to.
You know, one of the things, and I think, Jim and John, you will agree with this, that we found in this whole contest is whether it's a brewery or a cidery or a winery or distillery, they all do work together. Yeah. They all talk. They all share information. Yeah. And while there might be some, you know, rivalry, sure, obviously, because it's a business, it's really an open and honest group of people working together.
That was one thing that really, really surprised me when we first started this. I did not expect that going into it.
We're talking about Bryce Retzger. Yep. Did I pronounce that right, Bryce?
Retzer.
Retzer. Bryce Retzer. Ledge Rock Distillery. And tell me exactly where you guys are again, please, Bryce.
Just south of Fond du Lac, right between Fond du Lac and Eden, up on Grandview Road. So right on top of the ledge looking over the valley.
Nice.
Your industry, and Todd, let's underscore what he said about, and they're nice people. You know, I mean, you guys are, yeah, in business, and a lot of people who are new to the industry too, which I think is cool, because then you do want to help each other and share your successes. And I hope it always stays that way. I didn't go to that school. Tell me about the packaging distribution. Do we stop at your place or can we get it somewhere online? Yep, so, how does that all work?
So we got a couple different avenues. Wednesday through Saturday right now, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We got tastings, cocktails, tours, all that good stuff. During the summer, when we expand our summer hours, then we got, you know, cocktails up till 7 o'clock at night and all that good stuff. We're distributing across the state of Wisconsin right now. So we're in about 400 locations across the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
And we're shipping to 43 states as of today.
Really? So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we can do online and all that stuff as well. So,
hey, we're in search for the most perfect old fashioned, authentic old fashioned. How would you make that authentic Wisconsin old fashioned?
Well, our distillery has our version. It's called the Farmer's Nightcap, where it's a little bit of bourbon.
I love it.
We utilize maple syrup right off one of our farms, and then bitters and orange juice and a little bit of sour soda. That's one of my favorite go-to cocktails.
We had somebody in here talking yesterday talking about their tapping their own thing and everything. And I said, one of the popular things I've read about nowadays is homegrown maple syrup going into old fashions.
Yeah.
So you're reinforcing that, huh?
Exactly. That's, you know, every day when I mix cocktails and all that at the distillery, that's probably my number one cocktail that I will mix.
And okay, so you mentioned the orange juice, the bitters, and you use maple syrup instead of the sugar cubes or that, what's that stuff called?
Yeah, what was that?
You know, you buy it in a bottle.
The sweetener.
Yeah.
Whatever, you use maple syrup for that. Then what's the base? Bourbon, is it whiskey or what do you?
I like my Retzer Farm bourbon, and then so Retzer Farm Bourbon or Farm Boy Bourbon are my two most popular.
Farm Boy Bourbon. What do you call that a drink again?
The Farmer's Nightcap.
With Farm Boy Bourbon? Absolutely. That sounded pretty good.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, well, you know what else is cool though, Bryce? And we've talked to others about this. Wisconsin, up until, I don't know, fairly recently, you'd never think of being a big wine growing place, you know, grape and wine and bourbon and whiskey. Exactly. And you people have taken what Wisconsin has to offer naturally and has turned that into a great thing. I think that's cool. Instead of ordering stuff from California or wherever, you guys use what's on your property. 100%. I think that's really so cool.
What the last 5 years have kind of evolved in this industry.
And one of the reasons this is exploding is legislation allows you to do this. You know, 100%. Whereas we had beer and wine for, not forever, but for a long time. But I just think it's really cool because you always, you know, like Anigal potatoes. And it's like, how come we're not making vodka? Well, it's because you kind of can't, but now you can. And I think that's great. You're making that. And who's doing your packaging? Who designs that? Do you have some students or you or your?
We work with a Inc. 360 out of Fort Atkinson. Really, my dad, he's the beginning of the marketing and, you know, the packaging and all that stuff. Me and him go back and forth and throw ideas on paper.
I bet.
And then Inc. 360 brings it to life for us.
So is it all under the Ledge Rock label? Yep. All right.
Yep. So it's Ledge Rock Distillery. That's for all the brands. But, you know, we got the vodka, the gin, and then Farm Boy and Retzer Farm. Those are just two different mash bills that we produce and two different barrels, where we get the barrels from and all that can really play a big factor in it. And then we got corn whiskey, and then we got Eden North whiskey down the line here. And there's a about 650 barrels of bourbon and whiskey aging out right now that I'm patiently waiting on.
Road trip. So,
wow. Absolutely. You know, Johnny and I, one of our goals is to, there's 10 of you that are in this great contest tonight. I think it's going to be a 10-way tie. You're all so unique.
Yeah.
But we're going to come down and visit you. We'll call you ahead of time. Awesome. But Wednesday through Saturday, right? Is that what you said?
Yep. For right now. Yep.
Let everybody know two things. One more time, where you are when you're open, but also about the shipping it all over the world, basically. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, so we're just south of Fond du Lac, about 5 minutes out of town, right between Eden and Fond du Lac. And Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., feel free to stop in. We got tastings, cocktails, tours. You can visit the Rick House, pull even a couple barrels down. And then we are distributed across the state of Wisconsin and across 43 states as of today.
And Eden, the hometown of Jimmy Gantner, I believe, right?
He just moved about a mile away from the distillery. So I know Jimmy very, very well.
Oh, that's awesome. Great. I just love the fact that you're using limestone water from your property, grain from your own fields, oats from your own fields. I just think that's so organically wonderful.
And I think that's, I'm sure it's high quality, but people like that. I mean, people have really gone this whole farm to table, and especially kids, people younger than us. I mean, that's really important to them, these 30-year-olds.
Transparency and the agritourism and all, we can 100% say from the day I plant the seed until the day I pour your cocktail, I got to see it the whole way through. And it's me, my dad, my brother. Us three would have our hands in it throughout that process.
It's unreal.
That's awesome.
Do you have T-shirts, by the way?
We do. We got T-shirts, sweatshirts, bunch of swag. I'm bringing in a bunch of new hats right now and all that good stuff.
I want some swag that says, I drink, what was it called again?
Farmer's Nightcap.
Farm Boy. Do you have one called Plow Boy at all?
Not yet.
Okay.
It has been talked about, but put
an ED on there and give it to John.
Hey, Bryce, this is really great. Ledge Rock Distillery, just south of Fond du Lac by the town of Eden. Congratulations. Yeah. We're going to try to get people to vote for you and the whole thing. Mine are the mayor's top craft pick. Can't thank you enough for being a part of this and can't wait to visit your place.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bryce.
Consider a quick break. Back with more right after this. They say it can't be won the way the game is run.
But if you choose to stay, you wind up playing.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Mono the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday so far. Very cool having Bryce Retzer, Ledge Rock Distillery, as one of our... Todd, can you tell everybody on the Mono the Mayor's top craft pick what they can do?
Absolutely. You got to go there and vote. And to do that, you go to our websites, wiss.fm or wgbw.fm. All 10 participants are on that website. You choose the one you like best that you want to vote for. We get some information just so we know you're a real person. Your vote goes in. And then on April 18th, that's the final day for the top craft pick. The following week, the week of the draft, we will have our own craft pick.
Awesome.
That's
going to
be so much. And what I like about what we're doing here, and Mark, these 10, we're learning a lot more than just, you think you know about them, but then you hear, like this kid just said, and his dad, and there's other places where they, these wineries, they just experiment with the family and they have just different flavors. It's just a lot of cool places. These are very unique places that we brought together, and this is fun.
Right in our area.
Right. And it's all right here. Awesome. So, yeah. Just 7 minutes on that. One more time on this text, Johnny.
Yeah, we got to win
this thing.
Todd, we're going to do this again. Todd, we're going to do this again.
We could do it again. Go for it. Yeah.
It's our break in the spring text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes the mattress, sheets, and more.
This hour's keyword is queen. Q-U-E-E-N. So download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send in the keyword queen for your chance to win this statewide contest.
All right, that's easy. You got till 8 o'clock to do it. You're playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista this hour, and your next chance to play is coming up after 11 o'clock with our own Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair on Air.
There you go. So Mark Houston is here from Bell and Sports Medicine. We're talking. What's this called again? AED.
AED.
And if somebody wants, somebody's listening, and our business needs one of those things. Like, what do they do? Is it online, or how do you have to call Bell?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. My wife just sent me a message because someone else was needing them. You can research these. You know, the cost. You're probably looking at $1,500. Easy would be the number you're looking at.
Do you keep one at your home, or do you just keep this one with you all the time? Huh?
I mean, but it's, you know, and do I think every person needs to have one of these home? No. If you have a family member that maybe needs one, yeah.
Yeah.
The $1,500 is very cheap then, I think.
You know, you were talking about how people don't really want to do mouth-to-mouth anymore.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, think about it. If somebody just, it's fentanyl or, I mean, yep. But you know, in the mines, and I remember my dad used to keep one around our house, they had things for mouth-to-mouth where you like almost like blow into a straw. And it fits around the other person's mouth,
yep.
And then it goes kind of into their mouth. I'm surprised there aren't more of those out there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So what you're probably talking about, it form fits. It's kind of got like a an air-filled bladder.
Yes.
And it seals. The deal is you want to seal that so when you do blow in, it's going in and not leaking out.
But exactly.
That's not as critical, though. Didn't they learn that, too?
The compressions, are now. Years ago, they used to worry about the breathing. Now, the other thing that people would talk about is on some of those, there's a valve.
Yeah.
So on the valve, let's say I don't want to get too descriptive. Let's say, though, they do vomit up. It's not going to come up into you. So there's a valve.
Right.
It's the air is going one way. Correct.
Nice.
Check valve.
That's the key with those. That's why they've got some of these. They're on the keychains. You kind of fold them open, and they come out to probably twice the size of a deck of cards, and then that goes in.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So it is still a thing.
Still a thing. But I would say, bottom line, if you need to do anything, do compressions and just do compressions. If you don't have an AED, don't worry about it. Just do compressions. We all have phones. Look, there's three of us, three phones, and we can just say, call 911. They can walk you through it. That's the other thing.
They stay on the phone. The other thing I think in this training, and I know you've been trained, but you need to really train on a dummy because you realize it's more work than you think. I don't know that you're breaking the ribs, but boy, you're pushing that down.
The compressions, if it's an adult, you're going to compress for an inch and a half to 2 inches. Right. A good 2 inches.
The chest?
Yeah.
Chest down 2 inches?
You'd be surprised how.
Wow.
Like Mark said, 5 minutes of that's a workout.
Yeah. The biggest thing you have to remember is your hand placement is. You're pressing over your sternum.
Yeah.
You don't want to get too far low.
You don't put it right over the heart?
John. A lot of times, the nipple line is probably a great location.
Okay.
Excuse me. The reason why is there is a little bony end point to your sternum. You want to make sure you're not pressing on that, breaking that, causing problems to your internal organs. But, it's just compressions.
And if you really know what you're doing, you could tap someone out too and take over, correct. Which is cool.
Like Jim just said, you may go for 2 minutes and say, I can't go any longer. John, can you step in?
Or you're going to be working on me.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Do you keep doing it? Let's say it happened right here, right now, okay?
Yep.
No matter what, do you keep doing it until paramedics arrive? Like if the person comes to and says, I'm okay. I'm or do you just keep doing it? Or
no. If they're awake talking, you don't need to compressions.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but again, it's an assessment. I'm going to guess when my wife had her incident, she didn't come to in between. Her heart rhythm came back, but she didn't come to. I'm just guessing on this, but I wasn't there.
Yeah, I do want to say that you made a good point. 911 is going to walk you through it too.
Correct.
And they're going to, their eyes roll back.
That's why kind of so many times you hit 911, you put it on speaker.
Right.
So if you don't know what you're doing, most people have that cell phone, call 911. They'll walk you through literally every step.
Yeah.
The other thing is someone may come in and say, geez, someone brought an AED. Okay, well, now you got to hook it up. But they're out there more than you know.
Awesome. This is good stuff, Mark. I mean, I just learned a bunch on that. Yeah. That's great stuff. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. He is here every Friday, and he always gives us some insightful information.
That's right.
Appreciate having us.
No, thank you very much. We're going to start a quick break. Dennis from the Glam Band is in the house. We got some folks coming up from the Cedars Project. We've got Chris Hendricks, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with some live music right from the studio. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.